here's the make-believe game. You're going to be your boyfriend, Joe.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask Joe questions about his relationship.
Okay.
So we're going to find out if Joe is in an abusive relationship.
Oh, God.
So we're going to find out. So if any of these questions relate to you, you are in an abusive relationship. But we're going to find out if Joe is right now.
I'll say up front, I've never pooped on the bed.
Then it's not one of the questions. So,
oh, it's not. Okay, that's no. Just Amber Heard. Okay,
okay.
Got it.
So, Joe, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
That sounds exactly like Joe.
Sup, Anthony. How you doing there?
Hey, Joe.
I see you're not wearing sleeves, so I recognize you.
Now that Cooper's gone, Cooper left.
Yeah, fuck her. Yeah.
Can I ask you a couple of questions? Because I don't want to ask you in front of her. I want to ask you behind her back, just in case you need me to get you out of this apartment. I can do it.
If I blink twice, you come help me.
Okay, Joe, has your partner ever tried to keep you from seeing your family or friends?
Well, okay. Can I answer this? Because here's the thing. It's not that I'm keeping him. It's just that his family and friends live on the West Coast, and it's expensive to fly there. So I'm not trying to keep him, but we don't have a lot of money. So if he's going to spend money on a flight, it should be, something like, because that we both go, or we're going to Paris or something.
Says yes.
Well, not really. I mean, he goes out with his friends all the time. I try to push him to go out with his friends all the time. Like, stop. You need to get away from me and go hang out with your friends.
Okay, but have you ever at any time kept him? No, Joe, has she kept you from seeing your family?
No, she doesn't tell me what to do.
Okay. Blink. He blinked. So I don't believe. Has your partner ever made it hard for you to go to work, Joe?
Well, I mean, you mean like if she wants to have sex in the morning before
no,
it's
like
work?
Let's say you're at work, Joe, and does she call you and try to take you away from that work?
No, she comes and meets me and comes with me.
So she never calls you and says, I need you home right now because of something?
No, I would never do that. I need him to go make money.
Did you not call him home from work the other day when you had somebody coming to pick up a piece of furniture?
Well, that's different. He was done with his day. He was done with his work day. He was done with his work day. When he came to help me with the furniture thing, he'd finished his work and he was just hanging out with a friend of his, just yapping away.
Okay, I'll give Joe no on that one then.
No, that's a no.
Does your partner check up on you or follow you, Joe?
It's funny you would say that because I don't. No, let's just listen. I don't follow him. He follows me. I'm not even joking.
Does she have an app on your phone?
We both have the app that we call Where's My Bitch At?
Right.
Just to see where the other person is. Are they on their way? Are they home? Are they coming home? And then occasionally, he'll wake up and I'll be gone. And he'll be like, oh, where my bitch at? So he'll look on the app to see where I am. So he uses it more than I do.
That's going to be a yes, though.
I guess.
Because one of your big fights was that he was someplace that he wasn't supposed to be. And his phone was having issues.
Right. Oh, that was a big fight. That was a few years ago. So no. So he had gone out to a concert with a bunch of his friends, like a local, small little local concert place. And he was supposed to be home by a certain time. And I looked up at the clock and it was like 2 a.m. I was like, he's not home yet. So I looked at the Where's My Bitch At to see where he was. And he was nowhere near where he was supposed to be. And I was like, oh, what's he doing there? That was weird. But even when he came home, his phone still said he was in that location. So obviously it was a problem with the app or a problem with the cell tower, whatever. Like, he was literally sitting in front of me and I was showing him, we did the Where's My Bitch At, and it was still showing him at this place in the East Village that was nowhere near where we live.
Mm-hmm. So that's a yes. Has your partner ever accused you of having an affair, Joe?
No. No. Because you know why? If he knows that I would be open to an open relationship. If he wanted to have an affair, we've had this conversation. He doesn't want to have an open relationship because he doesn't want me to have an open relationship. Do you know what I mean? Like, that'd be
right.
We've had this conversation. If he wants to go be with other people, I wouldn't. He would resent me if I stopped him. I don't need that.
Hey, so Joe. Now that Cooper's gone.
Yeah. Okay.
Does she constantly humiliate or belittle you?
No.
Okay, that's a no. I believe that one. Okay, Joe. Are you afraid of your partner?
Isn't everybody afraid of their girlfriend?
That is a yes.
And
plus.
Shouldn't they be? Yeah. Sure, of course I'm afraid of her. Everybody should be.
Her ex-husband is afraid of her.
Yeah, yeah.
People that walk past her on the street are afraid of her.
Can I be here for 1 second and tell you a funny story?
Okay.
Okay, so I was walking the dog, and this guy came over. He was like a street guy, and he was wearing like a beret that he obviously. So we live not too far from where veterans gather, and there's actual veterans around here. We know a lot of them. We know who they are, and we've seen them around. And this guy, we've never seen him before, and he's a local like street guy. And he grabbed one of their hats. They have like a veteran's hat thing that they all get. Mm-hmm. He grabbed one of those. And as I was walking by, he goes, "You got any money for a veteran?" I said, "Absolutely. Go find me one."
He was afraid of you.
And he was like, "What?" I said, "Yeah, go find me one. You're not a veteran." And he was like, and started like walking away. Instead of arguing, going, "I am too. I served here, there, where." You know what I mean? If somebody was actually a veteran, they wouldn't. First of all, they know where to go for money and help. It's like literally 4 blocks from here. Mm-hmm. So I knew that the guy was just a scammer.
Joe, now that Cooper is gone.
Yeah.
Have you ever changed your behavior because you were afraid of what your partner might say to you?
I can't. I'm sure he has. I don't know what that behavior would be or how. Like, has he ever lied to me? I mean, I guess there's. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get in. Listen, we've both lied to each other about stuff that we just don't want to deal with the consequences of. You know, it's to avoid a fight. It's a little white lie. It's not because it's an abusive situation. It's like, you know, like if he knows I'm cooking dinner and he had pizza while he was out, he'll come home and say he's hungry.
Mm-hmm. So that's a little white lie.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm because he knows if he comes home and says, "I know you made us this big meal, but I just had pizza." He knows I'd be mad about that.
I think he does that a lot more than you think.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Yes.
Has your partner ever destroyed any of your possessions deliberately?
Not that he knows of.
You've thrown away shirts of his that you don't like. You've thrown away shoes of his that you don't like. Yeah, that's a yes.
But he doesn't know about it.
No, he know. We know. We no. just know our socks are gone.
He's a little bit of a pack rat. So there's times that like socks will come out of the laundry with holes in them and I'll just get rid of them. And then he'll be like, one day he'll go, "Bum, where's all my socks? I should go buy more socks." So we go buy more socks.
Hey, Joe, has your partner ever forced you to do something that you did not want to do?
His entire life. Yeah, yeah, my entire life. Yeah. We've been to so many weddings.
It's called
and bar mitzvah.
Monday.
Yeah. I dragged him to a sweet 16 all the way up in Westchester that he, when we got the invitation, he's like, "I'm not going to go with you to this. I'm not going." And then, of course, I was like, "Of course you're coming with me. I'm not going. This is the two of us. We're going together." Yeah. So, yeah, there's been weddings and parties and events over the years. Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Lots of stuff.
Has your partner ever prevented you from leaving the house?
No. No.
Joe, has your partner ever been so pissed that she wouldn't let you leave?
No.
Okay. No. I'll give you that one.
But I will tell you this.
Oh, God. Change it back to yes.
No. It's a no. It's a no, but here's what happened. So I was watching one of my murder shows the other day, and the story was that this woman was working an overnight shift at a hotel, And every single night, her fiance would come and hang out with her because it was an overnight shift. He didn't want her there by herself because it was unsafe. And they always got along great. Everything was awesome. But they had this one fight. He said, you know what? Just go to work by yourself. I'm not coming. That's the night that somebody came in and tried to rob the hotel and murdered her.
Mm-hmm.
So this poor guy has been feeling guilty ever since then, like his entire life. This happened like, whatever, 2016. And he's still like, every day of his life, he feels so incredibly guilty. So I said to Joe, if we ever have a fight, like, we cannot leave the house. Like, we have to work it out. Because if something happens to the other person, we're going to feel too guilty the rest of our lives.
But you have prevented...
No. No, I've never prevented him.
She has prevented you.
No, I've never prevented him from leaving the house. He's never prevented me. No, say no.
I'll say no.
Okay. Ridiculous. No.
Does your partner, Joe, does Cooper blame her use of alcohol or drugs or mental health on your behavior?
That's not applicable because I don't drink. Cooper doesn't drink. Cooper doesn't smoke.
But Cooper has mental health issues.
No, she doesn't.
And she has family history of abuse in her family.
No, she doesn't.
Okay, we'll say no. Does your partner control your use of alcohol or drugs, Joe?
Joe doesn't drink alcohol or do drugs. In fact, the opposite. I'm always like, go get drunk with your friends. Like, call your friends. Go do something with them. I finally convinced him one night to go out with his friends. They went to Otto's and they had a bunch of drinks. He came back. He was really drunk. He passed out. He woke up the next morning. He's like, don't let me go out and drink like that. I feel like shit. I don't want to go to work. I'm always like, go out, get drunk, have fun.
If you've answered yes to one or more of these questions, you are experiencing a domestic abuse.
No, it's not in a domestic abusive situation. Come on.
There was a lot of no's. 1, 2, 3.
No, five, you answered no, you said if you answered yes.
Oh. Yeah, there's a lot of yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses.
But they're not real yeses. They're jokey yeses. And they should not be. Wait, what are you talking about? You asked me like 5 questions. How can there be 8 yeses?
We did more than that. Like, are you afraid of your spouse?
Well, everybody should be afraid of their spouse.
That's one right there.
Well, just one. That's one yes.
I couldn't ask you these questions like, has your partner ever threatened you or your children? Joe wouldn't do that. He wouldn't
even
dare.
Right, so
that's
a no.
He wouldn't. Okay, that's one no. But there's more.
No, they're all no's. They're all no's. You're making yeses where there should be no's.
Has your partner ever forced you, Joe, to do something you did not want to do?
But they mean like do something crazy. I'm talking about like go to a wedding.
That's something crazy.
No, they mean like forced you to have oral sex when you didn't want to, or forced you to prostitute yourself for money. Like, no, that's what they're talking about. I'm talking about like I brought him to a bat mitzvah. In Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? Like, that's that's all I did.
That is abusive. That is very abusive because I guarantee he doesn't want to be there.
I didn't want to be there either.
See, and like this question, has your partner ever tried to control you by telling you that you could be deported because of your immigration status?
Well, obviously, no.
So that's a no, but that's one no. There's a lot more yeses.
It's all no's. It's all no's except for, are you scared of your partner?
That right there is a clear sign of abuse when you're telling me what to put down. You're forcing me. Yeah, I'm in an abusive relationship with you.
Right. That's how you should have phrased it. Like, don't ask. Joe is not in an abusive relationship because I forced him to go to a bar mitzvah.
No, I could turn this around in you and me and ask me these questions. Has your partner tried to keep you from seeing your family or friends?
Yes, that's true. I did.
Does your partner check up on you or follow you? Yes.
Yes, all the time.
Does she your partner constantly belittle or humiliate you?
Yes.
Are you afraid of your partner?
That's the funny part of the radio show when I belittle you on the air. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Has your partner ever threatened you or your children? Yes. Has she ever forced me to do something I really didn't want to do? I moved to New York. Which took me away from my family and kids.
That's true. It's a good point. So you, really, the abusive relationship is between you and I.